It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Each recent mass shooting in this country has provoked an outpouring of sorrow and cash. Sandy Hook Promise, the Aurora Victim Relief Fund, now the Navy Yard Relief Fund. What the shootings have not produced is a consensus about how to prevent future tragedies. Congress has been unable to pass gun safety laws for almost two decades, but the states have become laboratories for gun measures. Here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
We all have little bits of these different disorders kind of off and on. So,
Steve Noggle is telling 18 people how to spot a coworker in mental distress.
So I work with Steve. I noticed over the course of 4 or 5 weeks, he's starting to shut his door a lot. He's coming to work late. Okay? He's not eating lunch with anybody.
This mental health first aid training at St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Tucson is one of dozens being funded for the first time this year by the state of Arizona. Steve Noggle calls it the mental equivalent of CPR.
Our goal is that on the other side of this class, you will notice people in distress more readily. And you will have the confidence and the skills and the gumption, if you will, to maybe approach a few more people on the other side of this class than you might have yesterday.
The classes began filling in 2011 after Jared Loughner killed 6 people and wounded 13 at Gabby Gifford's Congress on Your Corner event. Loughner had shown symptoms of schizophrenia before the attack. Whether in Tucson, Aurora, or Washington, D.C., people want government to help prevent future attacks. Congress hasn't acted, but more than 1,000 gun-related bills were introduced this year in state legislatures. Hundreds more than last year were gun safety bills, says Laura Cuddaletta. Cuddaletta is an attorney with the San Francisco-based Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. She says the increase came after the Newtown tragedy late last year struck people so hard.
Because it was children, and it was in a school, and, you know, it was the most innocent of innocents.
She says the most popular laws, the ones that passed, combined mental health and gun restrictions.
There were 15 states that enacted laws that would either strengthen prohibitions against purchasing firearms by the seriously mentally ill, or laws that would require reporting of mental health records to the FBI for background checks, or removing firearms from unstable individuals.
Some states also enacted stricter gun control laws this year without involving mental health. 5 passed laws requiring background checks for firearms bought privately at gun shows. 4 passed laws requiring owners to report lost or stolen weapons to police. 3 states strengthened assault weapons bans, and 4 outlawed large capacity magazines. Gun rights activists also had some success in state legislatures this year. Their biggest victory came this month when voters recalled 2 Democratic state legislators in Colorado who'd supported tighter background checks.
Every single politician in the country watched that recall and saw those results. And essentially, it reaffirmed that the NRA speaks for a majority of people, even in strongly Democrat districts.
Todd Rathner is a member of the NRA's board of directors. He lives in Tucson. Rathner opposes restrictions on gun ownership and use, but he does support keeping guns away from the seriously mentally ill. His problem is with who decides someone has a serious mental illness.
We know there are anti-gun doctors. I mean, are we going to have doctors that are going to say that, you know, some huge bunch of their patients shouldn't have guns because they're taking an antidepressant?
There's no easy answer, Rathner says, but what answers there are will likely keep coming from states. That may result in a patchwork of laws and less consistent record-keeping. But that's what happens when Congress is unable to pass legislation on a national level. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.